Blog Talk Radio.
Way on down to Southern Alabama with the guitar jam, and that's where we're hit. Straight up to Butte and Montana, singing, Lord, I was born a rambling man. California to Oregon, even New York City got one or two hillbillies ready to hit the road. It's a brother and a sister kind of thing. Raise up your hands if you all wanna hang. Me and my gang, we live to ride, we ride to live. Me and my gang, jump on that train.
Welcome to a special edition of Weekdays with Murph. I was approached about doing this show by a friend who happened to be on the line joining me today to chat anything and everything General Hospital related. And as y'all know, I'm a huge GH fan. So let's get to this first caller and bring on Emily. This should be fun. Hey, Emily, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Emily, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. As I was telling you off air, I appreciate you doing this today. And I've got to be honest, you're the one that actually put this idea in my head to do this tonight.
Well, you know, I, like, thought it would be a really good idea because, I mean, you do shows where you talk about all the soaps, and I thought it would be, like, a good idea to kind of just break down the whole week and talk about what's been going on.
Right, absolutely. Where to start? I have no idea.
Well, we could start with, I guess, what's going on with Luke? Like, what is wrong with him?
I have no idea, to be honest with you. And normally I'm not to toot my own horn here or anything, but normally I'm fairly good at figuring out storylines and stuff before they happen normally. But I honestly have no clue what's up with that.
Yeah,
name.
I mean, I normally can figure it out pretty quick. I mean, a lot of things are kind of predictable. It's a soap, but I have no clue what's going on.
Right.
There's so many theories on the internet, so, you know, who knows?
I know, seriously. And when he grabbed Kiki's butt the other day, that was pretty uncharacteristic.
That was beyond creepy.
that was pretty...
It was really creepy, but
it was kind of funny.
Like, I thought it... You know, I laughed at it. I mean, it's kind of funny, I mean, but it's still creepy, like, and he plays creepy really well, so it was good work.
Yeah, he kind of does. But today, if you caught it, they sort of kind of explained it just a little bit today. Kevin sort of kind of explained it a little bit today, if you caught that.
Yeah, Kevin was saying that, you know, Scotty kind of remembered something, but then he passed out, and so it's like, of course he did, you know. We're not going to know for a while. I'm wondering maybe they did something to them that they did to Robin. Well, maybe they did some of the same thing
to be honest
him and Scotty. I don't know either.
It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I will say that much right now.
Yeah, definitely. I think it'll be cool.
Yeah, it will. And something else I wanted to talk about for a minute, and I know we both love this woman. How incredible has Mara West been lately?
Oh my gosh, she gave me chills today. I was like, what? Like, you creeped me out, lady. Like, but she's so good. I love her so much. Like, and it's like my parents and my sister are like, why do you like Ava? She's evil. And I'm like, because she's like the queen. She's awesome. Like, she's just so intense, and it's really awesome to watch. And even though she's evil.
Absolutely. And me, myself, personally, I love villains. So, I cannot get more villainous than Ava Jerome.
Yeah, like, I love Helena. I love Omerick. I love Ava. Like, she's just, and she actually gets things done. She doesn't make empty threats. Like, she will kill you. She says she's going to kill you. She actually does what she's going to say.
And she has killed before. So...
Oh, yeah.
You know, and speaking of, I'm glad you brought up Obrecht because I know you listened to my show with her, and I have to tell you, despite the character that woman plays, she is the sweetest lady ever.
Oh, she's so sweet. I loved listening to that show. Like, I already had so much respect for her and the character that she played. I just thought it was awesome, and I love Kathleen. And now, like, after listening to that, I just have so much more respect for her. Like, she's so sweet, and she's just, like, really honest and genuine, and she really wants you to know, like, how she is, and, you know. And it's just, it's really nice that people are like that, and they'll open up to you.
I'm glad that you brought that up because I wanted to tell you how I initially started the show. I started the show, well, first of all, I've been a fan of GH since about 03, so for about 11 years. And I initially started the show, well, I think all of us as soap fans were a little devastated when One Life and All My Children left for the first time.
Yeah.
So after that initial shock, I started the show in August of 2012 as a way to bring soap fans closer together, you know? And I thought about it for
after
a while,
that.
And I thought, you know, and I thought about it for a little while, and I thought, you know, I'm going to see if I can try and bring on some of the fans' favorite owner talent. So I reached out to two or three stars, and I got a response back from a couple, and that was in September. I think I had my first celebrity guest on in September, and it's been a going ever since, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I love all the people that you've had on. Like, personally, I don't know about, you know, anyone else who listens, but all of those are in my, like, list of favorites. And so I was kind of excited when you told me about your show because I was like, oh, I can go listen to all these. And, you know, it was really nice to hear from those people.
Mm-hmm. You know, and again, I have to say, every single star that I've had on has been nothing but absolutely sweet and gracious, you know.
Yeah, and they're so nice to, like, take time out of their day to actually, you know, chat with people. And it's just really, mm-hmm. it's really nice because there are a lot of people that wouldn't do that. And the ones that do, it says a lot about them.
You know, and that's why I have tons of respect for everybody in the soap genre. I have a ton of respect for these people. And
yeah,
I'll be honest
so
with you.
I mean, they work so hard, and they're so sweet.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest with you, I consider several of them dear friends. Just from the time we've been chatting with each other on the show.
Yeah, I mean, they're really nice and they're very open and they really want to chat and they consider these people friends. I mean, the people they chat with, they probably feel the same way, you know? I mean, they're really nice about
right.
stuff like that, and it's really refreshing to have people who are willing to open up to their fans
breaking
and,
up,
Emma,
I can barely hear
and everything.
You.
I said it's really nice to have, you know, people
Hello?
Who open up. Hello, I'm still here.
Hello.
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 Hello, I'm still here.
And I think I might have lost Emily for some strange reason. I don't know. I'm going to try
Hello?
Something here. Hold on. I'm going to try something. Emily?
Hello?
Hello? It shows she's still on. I hope she can hear this. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. We'll wait and see. The call hadn't dropped or anything, so she's still on. Hello, you there? Hello, you there? I don't know. Emily?
Hello?
Hey, Emily.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I don't know
hey.
What happened.
I have no idea. That was kind of weird, wasn't it?
My call didn't drop. Yeah, my call didn't drop, and I could still hear you. Oh, well, it happened.
Hmm.
Technology.
I guess it must be something with a Blog Talk Radio, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Oh, well.
But
no big deal. It happened.
It happens, but anyway. Where were we? You remember?
I think we were talking about, well, we had just, I don't know what we were talking about. I think we were talking about Kathleen.
Oh,
somebody said
Kathleen.
Twitter, they just tried calling in.
Huh, I don't know.
Christy from Liaison Radio says, Christy from Liaison said, I just tried calling in, but I guess you're having tech difficulties and Emily isn't there. I'm going to tell her to call again.
Tweeted me too, and I'm gonna tell her try a calling in now.
I said try again. We're having issues, but we fixed them. We think.
Yeah, I know. That's the same thing. Basically, I told her.
Yeah. Well.
I hope
maybe
we fixed
whatever was fixed to now. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
I hope we
it just stopped. You know.
Yeah, no. A call just dropped.
Yeah, I could hear you, but I couldn't hear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Whatever. Anyway. Okay, anyway. We're talking about your show.
It is what
Kathleen.
It is, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kathleen Getty, like I said, is one of the sweetest ladies ever. I told you what she offered to do, didn't I?
Yeah. And she's just so sweet, and it shows that she's genuine, you know.
And she's a genuine lady.
Yeah, she's very classy and very nice, and it shows. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really does. Like interviews, whatever on TV, you know, it just shows that she really means it, and she, you know,
right.
What you see is what you get with her.
Right. But you know, and another, just an absolute sweetheart of a lady is a GH's Brit. Kelly Tabode.
Yeah, she's, I love her. She's so nice. Like, and she's really adorable, and she just seems really nice and genuine on Twitter and everything with her fans and in mm-hmm. interviews, and she's just so awesome.
I'm going to tell you this. She almost, and this is a first, she almost made me cry. The first time on the show, she almost choked me up in a good way.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love moments like that.
That still remains one of the greatest moments.
What?
That still remains one of the greatest moments ever on my show.
Yeah, I listened to both of her interviews with you last night while I was actually laying in bed listening to some of your shows, and both times she was on, she was so sweet, and I loved both interviews with her.
I guess you heard my horrible rapping skills, didn't you?
Huh, it wasn't horrible. I enjoyed it, actually. I thought it was good.
It was pretty horrible, to be honest with you.
I didn't expect that you could rap, actually, and I was pleasantly surprised.
Well, she asked me to, and I did. So I couldn't disappoint, you know.
Yeah, you can't disappoint. You didn't disappoint.
But that will never happen again. But that will never happen
Why
again.
Why not? Why?
It
did a great job.
It just won't. Anyway, you know, and somebody else who I dearly love and just have the highest respect for is Jen Lilly.
Jen is so great. She's just so nice. Like, there's not enough good things you can say about her. She's awesome.
I've heard that from several people, and I agree.
Yeah, like, I mean,
I agree 1,000%.
Yeah, I mean, there's just no, like, there's nothing bad you can say about her, and nobody does. Like, that's the thing. It's like, you know that it's a genuine person when nobody has anything bad to say.
Yeah, absolutely, and the way that she gives so much of her time to charity or whatever, that really warms my heart to see celebrities do that.
Yeah,
you know?
Me too. Yeah, like I really enjoy seeing that stuff. And Jen is so, you know, she wants to change the world, and she's very vocal about it. And it's really great to see mm-hmm. that there's people still doing these things, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Now, back to the week that was GH for a second. What was your favorite moment of the week?
My favorite moment of the week.
Well,
I'm thinking, actually, I think my favorite moment was today when Donna Mills first came on screen. I was very, very, I love her. I didn't watch Knots Landing or anything, but I just, like, I don't know what it is about her. I just automatically loved her.
Yeah, that
and
was
I was
awesome,
like, you're
going
to be fabulous. Like, she's just awesome. And I'm really intrigued about this character and, like, what she's going to have to do with this whole, I mean, I know she's Nina's mother, I think, but what she has to do with Nathan, and I really want to see it play out, because I think it's going to be awesome.
But, you know, my favorite moment was that a sweet moment between Obrecht and Britt Thursday.
Oh, yeah, I loved that, too. I was like, whoa, she has a heart, oh, my gosh. And I was
Seriously,
that's like a totally... Yeah, it's a totally different side of her. It's kind of awesome.
I'm like, they both have hearts. Who knew?
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
who
it's
knew?
Like she's a human. She's not a robot.
I know it. You know, and can I just say for a second, little Emma, oh, my God, she is adorable.
I love that kid. She's so cute. I want to play with her. Like, I want to babysit her. She's so adorable. And she's so talented for a little girl. Like,
she is.
She's really great.
She's what, like
it's
6 years
awesome.
Old?
I mean, yeah.
And she's super talented.
And she's awesome.
I mean, it's just, that kid's going places,
like,
I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. That she's going to be like Kimberly. She'll probably be there until she's, you know, 30, 40 years old. Like Kimberly.
I know, seriously.
Yeah. I mean,
she broke my little heart when Patrick jumped all over the other day.
Oh, I know. I was like, how can he even do that? She's so cute. Like he's, and then he broke the egg.
I think you saw my tweet.
Like,
I think you saw my tweet where I said, I think you just got everything that you deserve there, Patrick.
Yeah, I was like, Patrick, come on, man. You need to straighten it up for your kid.
You know, and speaking of Emma, the first time, and you might have heard this, the first time Kelly was on my show, she said, I asked her what it was like to work with Brooklyn, and then she's like, that kid is so smart. One time I had forgot my lines or whatever, you know, and she said them to me.
Yeah, and Brooklyn told her.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, so, right? Like, at six, I probably couldn't have remembered, like, what I was supposed to say, much less somebody else. That's awesome.
Oh,
and
I
she's
know
adorable.
It.
Like, I just sit
mm-hmm,
there, and I'm like,
adorable.
That is the most beautiful little girl. Like, and her, she's just
oh,
so
it.
Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
She's definitely going to go great places. Like, I'm excited to see that.
Did you see the picture? I think it was Kimberly posted over this afternoon on Twitter. Did you see that?
No, I don't think I did, but I can go look right now because I have my Twitter open.
Nice.
On my game. Mm-hmm.
Multitasker, aren't you?
TweetDeck. Oh, yeah. I have TweetDeck open with all the columns so I can see everything at once.
I think it was a Kimberly...
Yeah,
I'm
Kimberly.
Pretty sure it
oh,
was
that's
Kimberly.
So adorable.
Mm-hmm.
She's so cute with her teeth missing.
No, I think it's just adorable too. I'm crossing my fingers. For this, I so want to have Patricia Castillo on the show. Who plays Sabrina?
Oh, that would be so awesome. I would love that.
I still want to have her on the show.
I love her. Like she's so cute. Like I follow her on Instagram and on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I just love all the things she posts. She's so happy and so like she makes you want to smile.
I know. You know, and in those Scrubs. Teresa does not look 1 ounce pregnant, does she?
No, she really doesn't. And I was like, I was excited because they said Sabrina was going to be pregnant at the same time that Teresa was. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool, you know, like the emotions will be kind of real and stuff. And she doesn't look pregnant, really.
No, not at all, hardly to me. But yeah, and again, you'll probably, I say this on Twitter, but so I'm just going to ask you this right now. Who would you like to see on the show?
Who would I like to see on the show?
Yep. Out of all the soap stars.
All of them, well, I have a lot of favorites, but I really love Lily Melger, who played Lily on GH. She's one of my favorites.
I've had her
and
on
I,
the show.
I wasn't a, yeah, I, well, you should get her again because I wasn't around then. But she, I love her. She's so, like, I just love her. And I didn't even see her on GH. Like, that was before my time because I'm only 16. But I watched a lot of old stuff. And so I love Lily. And who else? Let's think. I have a lot of favorites. I don't know. Maybe, have you had Kristen Alderson? Would be cool.
I
like
had
her
Kristen
too.
Yet.
I like her.
I'll see what I can do
like everyone.
For that. I'm going to tell you, Lily is a doll. She's just a doll.
She's so sweet. I love her, like, on Twitter and everything. I follow her, and when she if she tweets you back or whatever, she puts, like, 40 smiley faces on her tweets, and I'm like, oh, that was so cute,
you know,
Lily.
You know, and if you go to my page, not I took my own horn here, but I have several GH stars that follow me, which is very surprising.
Yeah, me too. I get so excited when they follow me. it's like cheesy, but I do. I get really excited when they follow me, and I have like several that have followed me, and I just get fangirl like big time.
Absolutely. You know when I started this show. I'll be honest with you. I didn't think I'd last 2 weeks on the air.
Look at you now. You've been on like 2 years.
I didn't think I'd last 2 weeks. And
well, you made it.
I attribute my longevity to the a complete and total fear of utter failure.
You shouldn't be afraid to fail. You have to try to fail, I mean, hey.
We have another caller on the line. I'm pretty sure I know who this is, so we'll bring him on in about the 15 seconds we've got left.
All right.
708, you're on.
Hey, Cody.
Hey, Christy, what's up, girl?
Not much. Just sitting here filling out job applications so I can ethically fail at them. Sorry about it. Failure. I know what that's all about. I do that every day.
Oh, Lord. We have Emily on the other line with us.
Hi.
Hi, Emily.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad the weather's getting warmer and I'm kind of in the summer mode today.
Oh, that's nice. Warm where I am. I'm in New Orleans, so.
I live
lucky
in
girl.
The weather's sucky.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm from Chicago, so I kind of came here to get away from all that brutal winter mess.
I hate it so
say,
much.
Emily,
like,
I love Cincinnati.
Really,
I've
lived here
city.
10 years and I don't love it.
I've been to the city, and I love it. Seriously.
Yeah, like, we've had some great stuff happen, you know, come through the city and everything, and we've experienced some good stuff, but I've lived here 10 years, and I'm sick of the cold. I'm like an old person.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like...
You and me both.
I'm like, I'm not doing the cold. I'm gonna... Yeah, it's just not my thing.
I'm done with cold weather. I'm done. Like, I have to move back to Ashton really. I'm done with cold weather.
Yeah. It's not good. But, I mean, there have been some good things that have come through, you know.
Well, ladies, I hate to cut this short, but Blog Talk Radio is probably going to kick me off any second. So,
well, they'll
I
pick you off
thank...
live feed.
Huh?
you can go for another 15 minutes of, like, off live
stream. Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Never mind, then.
They won't kick us off yet.
Right.
They'll kick us off live streaming, so no one will be able to hear us in, like, 5 seconds, but that's okay. We can still talk.
Right, well, anyway,
whatever.
They can listen to the archive.
We had technical difficulties, so it's not our fault.
I heard, yeah. And then I kind of, like, did something else for 10 minutes, and then I came back and saw you guys tweeted me. I'm like, oh, I better call in real quick.
Yeah, we had...
Like, all of a sudden, it just went dead, and I was like, awesome, great. We went dead on the air.
Yeah, I heard Cody, and I'm like, uh-oh, something's happening.
And I was like, what happened? I can still hear you.
That's never happened to me before. It's never happened.
Yeah, I was like, hopefully that we don't have technical issues, and then we did.
I'm sitting there freaking out.
This is why I don't pay for a Blog Talk account, because they will have technical issues no matter if you're a paid subscriber or not. Like, you will have tech issues, like, out of nowhere one day.
You can
pay. Like, straight.
Yeah, you can pay us, but you're still going to have issues because we're still not going to pay attention.
Exactly.
Right.
Which is why I don't pay, because I have very little funds anyway, so I'm not going to pay $3.
This is true.
So paying Blog Talk is out of the question.
No, thank you.
Yeah, sometimes, like, when I'm listening to a show, it just goes, like, dead, and it, like, freezes, and I'm like, awesome, I love when this happens. Not.
Well, what did you guys talk about GH-wise?
We talked about our favorite moments. What was your favorite moment of electricity? Christy?
Oh, okay. My favorite moment for GH for the past week or so. Okay, let's see. I'm still behind 3 days. I love that we're getting more Elizabeth on screen. So probably my favorite moments are whenever we see her on screen again, and I just watched, like, the Liz, Rick, Nicholas interaction and Kelly's from earlier this week, and that was fun. That was fun to watch.
Yeah.
I love that.
I laughed at it. Like, I was like, this is so funny, because I love Nicholas. Like, he's my favorite male on the show. And so when he asked Rick, like, have you framed anyone for murder lately? I was like, wow, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the choices that Liz has in men right now on screen, but I like the drama of it anyway, so
yeah,
I appreciate
it. She needs a man, like a good man, because I don't like her with AJ that much. I really don't like her that much with Brick, because I don't like Brick. He's kind of a jerk. Nicholas, I like with him with Britt, so he's off the table, so she needs a man.
Yeah. She needs a good man, a new man, or they can bring Juan back and have him, like, not be with this girl, Becky, anymore, which we know was a homage to, like, the real-life relationship he has with Becky. But
the real marriage,
they
need
Juan back.
Right.
Yeah.
They need to
be
Juan
good.
Back. Like, I wish they had made him single so he could come back and, like, be with Liz, because I think that's, like, honestly her best choice out of anybody.
Yeah, I was rooting for them, and then I saw his wedding ring, and I was like, crap. Never mind.
I don't know why they just brought him back for one day. Like, why can't they bring him back? Like, part-time. I don't get it. They're bringing back all these other people, but they can't bring him back?
Right. Well, see, I was really hoping that, like, she was going to end, like, Sabrina was going to end up being Lily's kid. Like, I know Lily died, but nobody ever dies. I was really hoping that she would end up having relation to them, because, like, she needs a story, let's face it. And, like, that would be a great story if she was, like, Sunny and Lily's, but nope, they didn't do it that way. But if I wrote it, it would have been that way. Well, because they said Juan, and then Carlos was, like, has the same last name as Lily, and I was really excited, because I was like, maybe Lily's not really dead, and she's going to come back, and then no. It was a nice thought, but it didn't happen.
I was the same way. As soon as I heard his last name, I was like, that could mean a Lily's on the way back, possibly, but not so much.
And that was, like, a big rumor all on the internet. So I got so excited, because all over the internet, they're like, Lily's not dead, Lily's not dead. And then Lily was dead.
I know,
I was like, of course. Well, when they said Rivera, I got really excited because I was like, he's another Philly. Willie's not dead. Come back. And then, no, it didn't happen.
I don't know.
Wishful
I think
thinking,
there's
I
all these rumors I thought about Willie coming back. And then
there
the team Willie Mogar herself was interested in coming back. And I don't know what's happening with that.
Willie, but I
hope she'll come back.
Yeah, Lily Melger's, like, really into that idea. She said that she, in, like, I don't know which magazine it was, one of the soap magazines, she said they hadn't contacted her, but she's always open to that because she loves that show and loves the cast and everything. And I was like, somebody make this happen. Can we get her back from the dead? We can get everybody else back, and you can't bring back her.
I read that same article. I think it was Digest that are in that article.
Yeah, I read them at the supermarket in line. I don't buy them.
Yeah, I think it was
Digest. $3.
At random,
but I read them in line.
I usually don't buy them either unless it's like a good cover or there's some good cover pictures in there or something that I want. Normally I don't.
Normally
buy
I just read it in line.
it's apparently a confession time on the show. I read them in line too.
Yeah. We don't buy the magazines. We read them in line.
Well, yeah, especially if you're at Walmart or Target and there's a huge long line. Like, what else are you going to do? Just pick up a magazine.
Exactly. I sometimes go line to line trying to find the ABC soaps one because the CBS one's everywhere, and I'm like, I want ABC soaps. Does anyone have one of those in your line? Okay, so this is something I'm kind of confused about that I keep seeing on the internet, is that Donna Mills' character's name is Dora, but her name's Madeline. I just, like, it's everywhere. In the spoilers, they were calling her Dora, and her name's Madeline on screen.
I know. It was
really
kind of crazy, wasn't it?
Well, her name's Madeline Reeves, but online it says her name's Dora Reeves, and she's somehow, like, in cahoots with Victor. But they don't call her Dora, so I'm thinking these people don't know how to write spoilers, maybe? I don't know.
Well, it's possible they listed her as another, like, name in the script to, like, throw off viewers or something, because I think Ron said that before, where he puts a different name down to throw people
off. Yeah, they use the code things, too. And, like, all the spoilers lately have been, like, all the spoilers have been, like, Dora, Dora, Dora. I'm like, why did they name her Dora? Like, that doesn't make sense, and her name's Madeline. But the spoilers are still, like, the new ones are still saying Dora, and I'm like, okay, guys, move along. Her name's Madeline.
Right.
I can't wait. Okay, this is, like, random, but I was on the internet. I can't wait for Maxie to come back. Like, it's been a while. And
she's
not
one of my favorite characters, but I want to see her in scenes with Nathan West again. Like, that'd be good.
Yeah, like, she's not one of my favorites, but they definitely, like, they got some interest out of me. That scene she had with Nathan, I was like, oh, yeah, I like this.
You know,
let's make this happen.
I actually tweeted about that. I go, is it wrong with me to want a Maxie-Nathan hookup in the near future?
Yeah, like, I want that to happen. I mean, they were great in that one scene, and I was like, of course she's, like, being shipped off somewhere right now. And
seriously.
Well, I'm pretty sure they're holding him, like, single for
until
Maxie, because he hasn't really dated anyone else. He had that scene with Lulu. Mm-hmm. And I think they were chem testing them for a bit, and then they had Monty get back together. So.
Yeah.
Right.
See, I like him because he never wears a shirt, and, you know, he's nice.
I think they purposely do that. They, like, purposely use him, and I can't.
Yeah, okay, today, like, I was confused. So today he was, like, working out, and he had, like, shorts or whatever on. Then he goes and takes a shower and comes back still with no shirt on. Then he goes to the bedroom again and comes back with pants on and still no shirt. I'm like, we get it. He has an ass.
See, they're doing it on purpose. Like, here's your
well,
eye candy every day.
They do it with Nicholas sometimes, too. Like, he never has clothes on either. But it's like he comes back three times with bottoms on and no top. Like, it's obvious what you're doing.
I
want
to know what this guy does to work out. He must work out, like, every day. I mean, it's insane how
whenever he's
looks
at his apartment on screen, he's working out. Like, he's doing, like, crunches on screen and stuff. And I'm like, I don't mind watching this, but could we get him to say something? Like, but I love how they just, like, purposely do that. Like, and he just comes back with no clothes. And I'm like, are you going to get dressed, or are you just going to keep coming out in different pants and no talk?
No,
yeah,
I know. And he answers the door with no shirt on. And he talks, like, police business with the character. And it's like, dude, put a shirt on.
I know, I was waiting for, today he had scenes with Sam, and I was, like, waiting for him to, like, ask her, or I was waiting for her to ask him if he would put his shirt on. distracting.
I saw that on Twitter, like, that she was checking them out or something.
Yeah, well, I was, like, waiting for her to be like, could you put
I mean, the dude's shirtless.
Yeah, exactly. I would be like, what's my line? I don't know.
I'm like, I can't work in this kind of environment where you have hot, shirtless men in front of me. I'm not going to be able to remember my line. This dude
hostile work environment.
Well,
no, but
ladies,
it's so funny.
We've only got about maybe 4 minutes left, and I want to wrap this up before a Blog Talk forcibly kicks us off.
Yes, sir.
So I wanted to thank both of you for taking the time to come on tonight.
You're welcome.
And y'all know y'all have
a
open invitation to the show anytime, okay?
Awesome.
Thanks,
Corey. Cool. Hopefully we won't have technical issues next time.
But let's hope. Yeah, let's hope. Oh, well, thank you, ladies. I'm gonna wrap up here, and I'll be talking to y'all on Twitter, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Bye, Tony.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye,
Emily.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our slightly extended show. Because of the tech difficulties we had, I may do this again. This may be a thing every Friday. I hadn't decided yet, but I wanted to say real quick before a Blog Talk forcibly kicks me off. Next Tuesday, we're going to have a singer, actress, Anna Roberts on the show to chat about her debut album. And I personally cannot wait for this one. I think that pretty much wraps up the announcements. So you've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.